listeners who don't know what this show is about, it all sounds a bit mad. Can you explain what the premise is behind the show?
Well, it is a bit mad. I think anyone who comes to watch it can expect an hour and a half of high octane energy and a chaotic run through Tony's entire life from birth through to his deathbed, meeting all of the characters along the way. So it is mad, but it's a lot of fun.
I can imagine in the audiences it's like Marmite. A lot maybe love him and a lot maybe hate him.
Harry's done brilliantly with the script and Steve with the songs as well. Actually, it doesn't really take a massive political standpoint or a view of anything. It's very much just observing everything that audiences find funny, whether you supported Tony or whether you didn't. You can just laugh at the stereotypes that come up on stage, which, you know, we kind of relive every time we have a new government anyway. Very cleverly, it avoids taking any sort of standpoint on Tony, the show.
So what attracted you to the role in the first place then?
I think it's really challenging to do something that, I mean, first of all, I don't leave the stage basically for an hour and 20 minutes. I'm on there for full time, which is a challenge in itself. But then you're kind of doing an impression in places, which has to be quite accurate when you're delivering some speeches and things. But then the rest of it, the comedy, Harry's style of comedy is just something that you want to be a part of, and it is such a joy. I've done a lot of comedies in London, and I've never heard a reaction like this. And I don't know whether that's because it's quite relatable to everybody, but I've never heard an audience react like this.
I mean, working with Harry Hill, what's that been like? We haven't seen from him something like this.
He's any advice that Harry gives you is like gold dust. Like he'll give you a little bit of freedom in certain moments for, you know, he'll come up and say, oh, in this bit of the script you can do this if you want to, and, you know, and then you do it, and then sure enough the audience is clapping and laughing and having a great time. He just knows what's funny and he knows what people like. I think he's successfully transferred his style into a show, which isn't easy.
And is he quite hands-on?
I think it's such a passion project for him. He's always coming to watch it. He's always... he was in rehearsals, he was in all the auditions. But then saying that, he trusts everyone that is doing their job. You know, he never tells you what he thinks you should be doing or anything. He just seems to be enjoying every second of it, which is really lovely.
And you mentioned that you're on stage for the hour and a half, and that must take a lot out of you, especially if you're doing it every evening and maybe twice a day, I guess, in some spaces.
Yeah, those two show days are hard. Most people who've been to see it have commented on how warm I look throughout the show, which is always nice to hear. It's really rewarding. Yeah, I'm just having to look after myself quite well over the shows. It's got to keep on eating properly and sleeping properly, otherwise I just fall to pieces, I think.
And do you feel like you are living like Tony?
I think I'm getting better at it now. The first few weeks of doing the shows, I couldn't stop doing the smile. For hours after the show, I was just smiling and my eyes were really wide, and I could, in my brain, I was like, oh my God, this is hell. My whole face is changing. But I'm getting better at it now. I'm able to just stop the show and then leave it behind.
And how did you get into character? Have you just watched tons and tons of material of him?
Yeah, I've watched a lot of Tony. Luckily, a lot of the stuff that I do is, there are some speeches that you can watch on YouTube and just copy it as best you can. We had, I had a chat in a pub with Harry, Steve and Rory Bremner. So I had three comedy legends sat doing Harry, doing Tony Blair impressions at me for about 20 minutes. It was very, very funny. So we picked up some tips there as well.
I mean, what was Rory Bremner's advice on doing? Because he does a really good Tony.
Rory's main advice was just always remember that, yes, he's got this politician's voice, but he always made himself sound more common than he was. There was always dropped T's, and there was always a little bit of edging all the time, just like a little bit hesitant on what he's saying. So he's like, just use that. And yeah, people buy it. People come out and they say, oh my God, it was like I was watching Tony Blair. So it's good advice.
Do you think he's, or do you know if he's been to see it, or do you think he's secretly sitting in the audience?
No, he did. He came to see it very, I think one of the first shows he came to see it.
How was
and
that?
And he loved it. Yeah, he loved it. He came back and said to everyone how great all the impressions were. I mean, some of the impressions are so, because the show is so crazy. Most of the time, the impressions are 200% over the top, you know, so you're picking out on the traits that people recognise.
You know, I'm going to ask you to do an impression.
Oh, God.
Do a couple of lines in your best Tony accent. I won't look at you if it helps.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'm being a bit thick here, but this problem we've got with perception, isn't it a bit like when the Seekers broke up and then you've got to do the smile at the end?
Brilliant. So where are you this week?
We're in Birmingham this week. Richmond the week after.
Good luck with the rest of the tour, and I hope it goes really well.
Thank you very much.